There are a lot of things to love about New York. Start with the city's myriad coffee shops, which serve up the most reliably decent rye bread and coleslaw in the known universe. Then there are the Manhattan traffic lights, timed to let you drive 50 blocks at a clip up Madison Avenue, as opposed to the traffic lights in Boston, which were apparently timed by Joe Cocker. Best of all, though, is the staggering array of art museums in the big town. Chief among them, of course, is the Metropolitan Museum of Art, a sprawling encyclopedia of world artwork that offers blockbuster exhibitions cheek by jowl with serious, substantive, less buzz-driven shows. Exhibit A, the Met's recent Age of Rembrandt exhibition, which included the museum's entire collection of Dutch paintings. It dramatically illustrated the spirit of the 17th century Dutch Republic, described here in the exhibit's audio guide.
This was an urban culture that collected pictures and had disposable income. They couldn't spend it on land. They invested in ships, tulips, country houses, and great numbers of paintings. The average house in Amsterdam in 1650 had 10 paintings. I'm not sure you could say that about New York today.
No, the average American house in 2008 more likely has 10 cell phone photos of paintings. Shutterbug Nation has gone arty, introducing a weird photographic pas de deux between stern-faced museum guards and snappy visitors. No photography. Click. No flash. Pop. It's even worse at New York's Museum of Modern Art, which draws a younger and more self-absorbed crowd than the Met. The cell phonies are out in force at MoMA's current Lucian Freud exhibit, which showcases the controversial painter's extraordinary printmaking abilities.
In this exhibition, you will encounter some of his finest etchings, hung side by side with related paintings and drawings. Seeing these works together provides new insights into Freud's very modern preoccupation with the formal and sensual properties of each medium, as well as his determination to capture the essential truth about his subjects.
Unfortunately, all the MoMA crowd wants to capture is cell phone photos not only of Freud's etchings, but their labels as well. So normal people can't see the artwork because a bunch of digital dilettantes are standing there with their cell phones 10 inches from the museum's walls. For that reason, I hereby propose Carroll's first law of museum going. All electronic devices must be checked at the door. You see with your eyes, not with your cell phone.